Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Happy Tuesday, November 19th. This month is just passing. I just swear, it seems like after my birthday, every year on July 10th, it just zooms by. And wow, we're into a new year, you know, a couple of weeks away or a few 6 weeks away from 2020. My oldest turns 22 on November 29th. Then in next May, my other one will be 20. Life just moves fast. Don't take it for granted. I hope you guys got a chance to listen to my show on time. Sometimes we take time for granted, and that show was last Sunday. We will be switching times. We're rolling with the Diva now. We're trying to come on early. We have prime time now. I went ahead because I didn't want them to delete my old episodes, and because I've been on here for so long and I really do like Blog Talk, to just go ahead and pay some of the premium cost, and that way I can add commercials, things like that in it. And I really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to my show. It's a beautiful, cool, windy evening, starting to rain a little bit here in Las Vegas. Need it to get a little colder. I love the cold. Just thank you, God, for this show. Open the ears of people who are listening. Let me be a spokesman for you, and let me remind people that you are more than enough. The goal of this show is to help people with their mind, body, and spirit, and for them to understand when one's not in sync, none of them are in sync. Your mind has to be one with a higher power. I believe in Jesus Christ. Your body has to be healthy. You can't be stressed out. Otherwise, your mind will take over and react for you instead of respond. And then your spirit, your internal being has to be for you too. So I just really like, I turned out the light. I don't know why I turned out the light. But we're going to start. All right. And today we're talking about, can you love yourself and love your neighbor? And what is true love? To me, true love is the love that God got on the cross for us and died for our sins. Now, I'm reminding of the verse in John 3:16. And I'm going to start off with this verse, Matthew 22:37-40. Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on to these two commandments. Can you love yourself? Can you love your neighbor without loving yourself? No, probably not. And I can testify that. I mean, I've always been a person who's tried to do good, you know, but it's not about being good. I've tried to love people and love them as they are, but until I learned to really, I was doing that, but in almost like a fake way. But now I love people as God loves me, and I am able to see the love that God has for me. There may be days because of my depression or anxiety, PTSD, or other things that I may get down, but I don't forget it. And I'm now able to quickly bring myself up because, and that doesn't mean I'm going to be just so happy, but I can have joy. Joy is when Jesus, others, and yourself, you're not focused on so much of you. You're trying to keep yourself with self-care. Yes, but the focus is not on you. It's with helping others. So in order to love another person fully, you have to love yourself fully. And I think that sometimes where people have such problems is they can't love themselves fully because they don't even, they can't love themselves, so they can't even love their husband, their wife, their child, their spouse, their husband and wife, significant others, because they have such a hard time with their own self and their own being. And that just goes back to self-esteem. So we're going to listen to a song. And it is called Blessed Up by MGB. He's a longtime guest. These songs are from previous independent artists that allowed me to play their songs, please, please get their permission or write me and I can give you information. We have a commercial by Queen Sylvia, and then we're going to go into that song.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
G, yeah, yeah, yeah. G praise. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Yeah, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Whoa, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Where? I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Whoa, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. No stress, no stress. Where? No stress, no stress. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Whoa, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. 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 Word? No stress, no stress. Whoa. No stress, no stress. Whoa. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed,
if
I'm
you
blessed.
You know you blessed, then give them glory. Gotta give them praise, can't nobody do it for you. G praise, we the best, don't know the story. Man, I got this bumping from Carolina to California. Man, I got a blessing coming, can't take it from me. Know my God gon' take a little something and make it something, just in case I gotta pay for something. Man, there ain't nothing. Close your eyes, you gotta pray for something. You expect something.
Real talk. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. No debts, no debts. We just use a little faith and let God do the rest. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. You blessed, you blessed. In the city or the field, y'all eating in the jacks. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. No stress, no stress. No stress, no stress. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. 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 No stress, no stress. No stress, no stress. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
God got me, yeah, yeah. God got me, yeah. God got me, yeah, yeah. God got me, yeah. I know that I was blessed. I'm just focused on what's next. Cause when God got you set, you ain't worried about the rest.
Woke up feeling blessed. Feeling like a check with the world in such unrest. Ay, I woke up like this. Hold up. Pray before I eat. Pray before I sleep. And if I die before I wake, I pray my Lord to keep. Hold up. Genesis, we was innocent, hopping picket fence just to get a lick, hit the benefits, spend the dividends with some linens and cars, we rented it. Black man feeling endangered, yeah. Straight up out the mud, we came up, yeah. Call on God, never hang up, no shame, son, but my faith will never change up, yes.
I'm blessed, I'm blessed, bro. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Whoa. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Whoa. I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Yeah.
No stress, no stress.
What?
No stress, no stress.
Whoa.
I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Whoa.
I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Whoa.
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 No stress, no stress.
Whoa.
No stress, no stress.
Whoa.
I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Whoa.
I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Back with Rolling with the Diva, and I don't know if you guys heard my dog Zion barking. He always thinks he's gonna eat up somebody. Anyway, well, today I really wanted to talk about love, because there's so many of us that have a hard time in life and have hard time in relationships with other people. And a lot of people ask me, how can you just love everybody, and even though they do things to you? Because I have really found that having joy, and for me, it's joy is J-O-Y, Jesus, others, and yourself, and loving myself like God does. I'm not perfect, don't get me wrong, but knowing how much that God loves me and how much he wants to show that love, I have gotten to the point where, you know what, people can do me wrong, they can do whatever, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to love them, because you know why? Because there's nothing, no greater love than the love that God demonstrated, as I said earlier, that he got on the cross and gave his son's life for, he sent his son to die for his sins. And if he can send his son to die for his sins, then I can love my neighbor and my brother and sisters a little harder. Do you love yourself? Love is a two-way street. And I'm not talking about relationships, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about human being to human being. However, if you don't love yourself, how can you love somebody else or expect others to love you? We're put on this earth as a community, in my belief. And in the Bible, we're reminded that love is one of the most important ingredients in anything we do in life. So today, I want to talk to you about techniques, how you can love yourself constantly and reciprocate that love to your fellow man in your section of the world, because it just takes a rock in the water, a ripple to impact others. And one rock, 1,000 rocks can make hundreds of ripples, and those can go into hundreds of millions. And my math is not perfect, but I just made that up. But I just got, you get what I'm saying. So what's the first technique? First, accepting God's love for you, and that there's nothing that you can do that God will not love you for. I know people have killed, I know people have done many things, but there's nothing you can't do that God cannot love you for. The only thing that you can do, as it says in the Bible, is grieve the Holy Spirit and not accept the Holy Spirit, and which is God, the 3-in-1, into your heart. I know it's hard for some people listening to this, and some people are going to say, I'm full of poppycock, and that's okay, because my mission here is to remind people that your mental health doesn't depend on another human being. It depends on you and your ability to function and understand that your love comes from God, or maybe some of you are religious and have higher powers. That's okay too. But you have to understand that you are loved, and the deepest love you have, doesn't matter what you did, whether you have an abortion, whether you ran a red light, you got an accident. I know there's so many things. You know, drinking, watching porn. And I've said that before, that I have been a person who's been there with the porn, and I get it. I really do. I'm not without sin, but I know that God showed me love, that that's not the way I need to go. Do I have relapses? Of course we all do, because we're not perfect. We're not God. But I love myself so much that, which is, I get that love from God every day I wake up. And when I get into those dark moments where I don't feel like I have God's love, I have to stop and ask myself what is truly going on and why I feel that way and what I can do different. One is, I may be just overwhelming myself with trying to get things done or keeping up with commitments. And I just, today it was really interesting, because I was reading on my verse on time, because I'm really trying to have more time with God, putting him first so that he can enhance my life. Because the only way I believe he will make my things better is by spending more time with him. And also it helps my relationship with him. But how does that have to do with love? Check this out, because I found this really interesting, and I'm going to the plan that I did for time management today, and let me see if I can find it. And it says, Jesus commanded, and this is by, let me give you this devotional information. This is the management principles, time management principles, and it is, let me skip to see who is it by, I forget the guy's name, Dallas Allen. Book, Getting Things Done. That was the guy, but I forgot who wrote it. I'll have to find out who wrote it. But anyway, he gets his information from Dallas Allen's book, Getting Things Done. And it's a thing on time. And I've had a hard time with time. I know I keep on this time thing since Sunday, but it's letting your yes be yes and your no be no. That's actually a Bible verse, and it is in Matthew 5:37. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond it comes from the evil one. And what it means is that time, not setting yourself up with your schedule or taking time for self-care, can set yourself up for not loving yourself, because if you can end up having so much on your plate, you get overwhelmed and then just stop everything and you start missing appointments. And I love this part. Jesus commanded our yes be yes. This is from the article, Collect Your Commitments. But more and more frequently, a Christian's yes really means no. Every time we fail to follow through on a commitment, show up late, and this one really hit me hard because I was supposed to be at Bible study on Sunday, and I've been really working hard on when I'm late or anything, not telling lies or anything. And I just told her, hey, look, you know what, I'm still, you know, here by my house. I didn't leave in time, and that was my fault because I was playing on my phone. And now even today, one better. My son at the last minute, instead of saying no, which I should have said no to him because he wanted to go to his friend, but I didn't, being a parent and being weak a little bit and not, you know, not setting my boundaries. I gave him a ride. It caused me to going to end up being late. So I decided to call early, tell him the truth. Hey, look, and I said this, look, it's Sabrina. I didn't plan my time correctly, and I'm over here dropping my son off. I'm really sorry. You guys want me to come later, or what do you want to do? And it worked out by telling the whole truth, no exaggeration, like, oh, I got, you know, I ran over 5,000 pounds of carrots or got lost in Kuwaiti or something. I just told the truth. And through that truth and being honest about time and my mismanagement, they were able to say, you know what, the therapist had to leave anyway for physical therapy, and he wants to make sure you have enough time to see him and get what you need. So how about tomorrow? Fine. It worked out perfect. But it really hit me because I'm like, wow. And this one even hit me more. Or you fail to keep your voicemail promise that we will return your call as soon as possible. We are disobeying Jesus' commands, our yes be yes, and our fast-paced lives. We are saying yes more than ever, while more and more frequently failing to keep our word. The fact that sin seems so inconstant should set off alarms within the church. We're images of God, representatives of Jesus Christ, the lost world. To reflect our Savior well, we must be keepers of our word. And how that, to me, as I said a few minutes earlier, I think that all fits in with your time, because you're reminded that you have to take care of yourself. Because sometimes, and I know for me, a lot of times when I was off and not getting the things done that I needed to get done, or I got behind, I would just avoid people, not call them, and then I would feel bad, and then I would make up excuses, and then I would stop. I was like, oh my God, what a bad person you are. But when you're loving yourself and you're setting up boundaries, and maybe you have to cancel appointments, that's okay. Cancel. It's better to cancel, make a new appointment, than not show up and then feel bad on yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying to you guys? All right. So we're going to move on. And before we end, and I found this article that was really good. The show today is just the music with Dwayne. I hope that showed you that you can pray about your life and that God is here to help you. I really did like that one. So we're going to play one more song because I want to really have you guys be encouraged. And then we're going to give the last part of the message for can you love yourself? Can you love your neighbor? You can love your neighbor if you love yourself. If you don't love your neighbor, it's going to be really hard because you're going to be doing a lot of pretending. All right. And the artists seem to agree with that. The audience did. All right, what are we going to play? I want to play, I like this one, John Allen, Fade Away, his song Gravel. He was one of the guys that used to play on Empire. I don't know if song, because I don't ever watch it, but here we go.
Nowadays people are the same. Everybody trying to make a million in a day. Nowadays a lot of niggas just a bunch of copycats. Lurking on my Instagram like how we get the stuff like that. Boy, I make a way, I just make a way. Y'all just fade away, y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way, I follow the way. Copying Katrina, the here to stay. Y'all don't know the way, y'all don't know the way. Me, I make a way. I just make a way, I'll just fade away, I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away, I'll just fade away. I'm sick of you, you niggas predictable. That's why you're more like I want to. Bad chick in the ass stick, head long like a punzel. All that I want in a woman, I miss a piece of my puzzle, yeah. Shorty thought I was a dog, and she just to buy me a muzzle. And she always hit me up like, where you at and where you been? Oh no, no, she fine as hell, look too good to be your friend. I'm like, why you cutting up this like you want this shit to end? Girl, you keep acting paranoid, I thought you to the wind. Cause nowadays people are the same. Everybody trying to make forevers in a day. Nowadays a lot of niggas just a bunch of copycats. Lurking on my Instagram like how we get the sauce like that. Boy, I make a way, I just make a way. Y'all just fade away, y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way, I follow the way. Copying Katrina, they're here to stay. Y'all don't know the way, y'all don't know the way. Me, I make a way, I just make a way. I'll just fade away, I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. Everybody wanna be famous. Everybody's trying to be great. But they ain't never had a dedication. Y'all ain't about to last me out the station. Life is not a plaything. People dying every day. Everybody wanna tell you who you are, how to figure how to be. Don't let them kill your dreams. Got the sauce, get the flexing on these niggas. Gotta show you a boss. I be ballin' high, never fallin'. Duckin' your bitch like Jordan. Everybody know a nigga got it, cause I started when I was a child. Like, ooh, just take a look at my shoes. Let's see the boy got the juice. Ooh, met your girl, she fell in love. I'll send her back when I'm through. And you know I got the sauce, yeah, yeah. Shawty come and roll with a boss, yeah, yeah. Cause it's all just fades away at the end of the day. I'll just fade away, I'll just fade away. Nowadays people are the same. Everybody trying to make forevers in a day. Nowadays a lot of niggas just a bunch of copycats. Liking on my Instagram like how you get the stuff like that. Boy, I make a way, I just make a way. Y'all just fade away, y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way, I follow the way. Copying Katrina, they're here to stay. Y'all don't know the way. Y'all don't know the way. Me, I make a way. I just make a way. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away.
All right. Don't lose hope. And this is going to be the last part of, in order to love yourself fully, or in order to love your neighbor fully, and that crazy neighbor who's driving you crazy, in order to get past all that and just see him as a human being, who just needs love, just like God loves you, then you have to love yourself deeply. And that's not being like narcissistic. Loving yourself means you accept God's love in order so you can give that out. We are community. And I love that part of it. I really do. And so I am going, oops, sorry about that. I'm going to a, just trying to find, oh, here we go, here we go. Here's the part. This is the, or did I get rid of it? No, I hope I didn't. Oh, I did. But that's okay. It was talking about that at the end of the day, what Jesus was talking about in the verse is, like I've said, if you cannot love yourself, you can't love others. You can pretend, you can hope, you can pray, you can grit your teeth, but they're going to be irritating to you. They're going to be, you wanted to bury them where Jimmy Hoffa is. But I can tell you, there's some down and dirty people who have done me wrong in my life. But you know what? I love them. And I can truly say I love them because you know why? God loves me. He died for my sins. He loves me as I am. He always has my back, and he never leaves me. True love, you know, it is there for you, for others. Love yourself to give that true love. Our world needs more true love. You know, and the reason I bring that up, because I've had lost a lot of friends in the last couple of years because of the presidency, because I don't agree with them on President Trump, even though I'm a Republican, but I don't agree with him because he's doing bad things. And just because you can shouldn't mean you should. And I have to stand up for what I see as right. And it's not about the Democrats. It's not about the Republicans. It's about what's happening and what is right. And I just pray for those friends that have left me. I doubt that they'll ever come back. But the sadness is the darkness took them because I wasn't agreeing with something they love. And I have to really believe they truly didn't love me because they didn't really love themselves. And that's how I look at it. Maybe that's not a good view, but it's my view. It's my take. I don't know. You tell me what you think. We're going to go out with another song. I appreciate you guys listening. Tune into Rolling with the Diva. We'll be back on Thursday, and Thursday's episode is going to, on 11/21. It's going to be about God's buying a girl. Who do you think that is? That's me. And we're going to be talking about what's been going on with my body, why I've had the surgeries, and how it has helped and blessed me. Because every moment that we're on earth, I believe, has been a blessing, even through the good and bad for me. So I hope that you'll see the same when you hear that message. We are going to go out with, let me see, I'm thinking, there's so many, with, oh my God, there's so many great songs on here from so many great artists. Here we go. Lady Cassandra, send me. Just to prove